Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Yeah, I have a new time. I apologize. I usually come on at 4:30 in the morning, but that's been proven to be difficult. I have a part-time telemetry job, and I just stay, you know, I have to be up at night, overnight, so it's been killing me. So I'm trying this 1:30 thing out, and, yeah, I think it's going to work out. So the next show will be Sunday at 1:30 due to, the holidays. But normally I'm going to try to come on more regularly, at least, 2 days, Thursday and Sunday, try to be consistent there. But without further ado, I'm just going to play a song for, a good minute, and then I'm just going to try to take as many callers as I can today. And before I leave the show, I'll leave everything up, the chat, and let's see how much Blog Talk will give me as far as time. Because last time they gave me so much time after the show was over, so I was just in the chat just talking to people. So we'll see how that goes again. So I'm going to play Mariah Carey. I think this is, a real popular song this year, Christmas song. You guys know this song.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come. All I want for
did kind of let that song play out. I really like that song. I was just in the mood. Okay. So it's about Christmas. I did a reading for myself. I have some tarot people in my community. So I let them do some readings for me. And my Christmas is going to be like so-so. So I already know what to prepare for. So hopefully your guys' Christmas is going to be a lot better than mine's will. So I'm going to let in the, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to work from the bottom up. Caller 978, tell me who you are. Letting you through.
Kathleen. This is Kathleen from Massachusetts. Yes.
Hi. How you doing, Kathleen?
Okay. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you want to know how your Christmas is going to be, or do you have, like, a specific question in mind?
Well, you can let me know about Christmas, but I think I know how it's going to go. I want to know if you saw any employment coming for me. I wrote in the chat room, you had put if you were looking for work today, it's a good time.
Yeah.
And I just saw something on Craigslist. And the thing is, they're looking for like 25 people, and they said to call, and they'd return your call on Monday. And it was just posted today a few hours ago. However, I'm on SSI, and I wanted to know if this looks like something that would work for me, but I was going, if they were interested in me, I wanted to know if I could work out of my home under the table because I'm on SSI.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you just want to know how that gig is going to go on Craigslist for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. It looks good for you, Kathleen. It looks like you are resting with, like, two decisions at the moment. Like, whether or not – I feel like you're deciding on whether or not you should actually apply because, like you say, you aren't SSI. You got, like, two decisions that you're, like, wrestling with. It looks good. It looks like I got the Ace of Stones, a foundation of life. It looks like they definitely want to hire you. It's a really good potential. It's like a starting of something – starting of even a job, like a new reality, and it's grounded in the physical. Like, you'll see a result from that if you apply there. I want to talk about, you just came through some kind of celebration in your recent past. You have, like, the three vessels of joy. You look like you had a celebration. Is that something that occurred with you?
No. Everything's been crappy.
Okay. You haven't, like, had, let me see. Okay, so you haven't had a party with, like, some friends, like,
no.
In your recent past? No?
Okay. No.
I see the three of vessels of joy. Like, you feel really in, like, a party, or recently you were in, like, a celebratory mood. Whether or not that could be your friends, or you just, like, that's how you felt. So now you're, like, right here in the middle of, like, do I decide to apply for this job or not? I would say apply. It looks like you would definitely get it. As far as them letting you work under the table, I did pull, like, an extra card out for you. They may be generous with that because I got the Forest Lovers, and that's usually a good card of balance and harmony, so it sounds like they would definitely work with you. So you have nothing but to lose but to just, like, just go for it because the cards are really in your favor for that, for actually what you're
And how soon do you think I would start working if they hired me? I mean, I needed money. Yesterday.
Right. This is like the immediate future, so this is definitely within like I would say from like now into January. This is kind of like real immediate. So like if you do it right now, they should be able to give you something.
All right.
Or at least give you like a date, you know what I mean, like when
to start.
You're going to start. Yeah.
And you think they'd let me work out of the house?
I think so, because, I mean, the Forest Lovers is a very positive card for that. It's, like, symbolizing that of balance and harmony. So it seems like they'll work with you if you put it to them like that. Like, you know, it's like you have some priority at home that you need to just really try to work out. I really think they'll work with you. That card is real positive for that.
Yeah, and the work seems to be right up my alley. So, and it's work I've done before. So.
Okay.
That's why I thought that would work.
It looks good. It looks like they would definitely take you on with the Ace of Stones. It's like, I think like an employment type of position. It's the start of something that's physical. You'll see that result. They'll give you an answer. And I feel like it's real positive. It's the foundation of life. So I feel like they will take you on. And it's even for like working at home, I feel like it'll be in your favor with the Forest lover.
Great.
So it's just the real balancing. I mean, it's going to work out well for you.
Great. Oh, that's really good news. I really need to start the new year off on a better foot, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
As far as Christmas, I know I'm going to be alone, but
aww.
My son
okay, let's see.
Is... Okay.
Oh, Christmas, okay.
My son's coming up a few days after Christmas with his girlfriend and his baby. I know I won't see her, the girlfriend, because we don't really get along, but I want to know how... Him and I just kind of reunited again. I want to know how our visit's going to go.
Okay, with you and your son? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks good. It looks like maybe it might not be something that you'll know at the time, but it'll be a good, when you look back on it, it'll be a good Christmas that you have with them. You got the six of those of abundance. So it looks like you'll have a really good time with them. It seems like, yeah, your relationship with him right now is kind of rocky. Like you have like the six of stones of exploitation. So maybe you feel like, you know, It just didn't work out. There was someone taking too much, maybe your son. I don't know. I mean, is that kind of ringing true? Is someone
I think
the,
his
your...
girlfriend, in, there's an interference with the girlfriend.
Okay.
But, and her and I don't talk. And she's the mother of the baby, you know.
Mm. Yeah, because I'm sure right now you guys don't have, like, a really good, you don't have a really good footing together. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me. The six of bows of abundance, yeah, I think you guys are going to reconnect, you and your son. As far as, like, you and your son's relationship, I think with the you definitely want to do Christmas with your son because that six of stones, it's you felt like emotionally, it's just, you know, maybe there was too much taken from you, like he took too much energy from you, you know,
mm-hmm.
what have you. It just didn't work out, and that's how you feel right now. But, like, with this Christmas coming up, the six of bows is just, like, a lot of rebalancing of good energy. Abundance, too.
Okay.
I feel like there might be presents and gifts involved, too, with that. So I
not from my end. I can't
that.
Afford it.
Yeah, it gives me this feel like it's going to be a lot of presence involved, like a lot of abundance. Like it's going to be really good. So you said
okay.
that was on your end, Kathleen? It's
not
perfect.
On my end. I can't afford it. I need work.
Oh, okay. Well, then this is a good sign. I definitely feel like it's not with you, then with your son. And
okay.
So you're just doing it with him, not with the girlfriend, right?
No. She won't even come over. She'll stay at my ex-husband's house and, you know.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be some gifts involved, so look out for that.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for a great reading, and I hope that job comes through. Boy, oh, boy, that would be great to start the new year.
Definitely a good day to do it, Kathleen. I said it's definitely a good day to do it. You definitely want to get on it today and call
Well,
them.
Whenever you said that in, you know, well, in the chat room, you know, for employment, and it was like 15 minutes before the show, I called the number that they put out there, and they said they return the calls on Monday. And
said,
wow, this is incredible. So,
yes.
But anyway, thank you so much for a great reading.
You're welcome. I hope everything works out for you, okay? I'm going to take the next caller, okay?
Yes, thank you, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to take, okay, so I have some time left. Cool. I am going to play, like, that's not going to be long, like 15 seconds of this song so I can reset my deck, okay? This is Big Bright World. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller. Caller 256, area code, what's your name and how are you doing?
Good, how are you? My name is Kimberly.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Can you repeat it for me one more time?
Yeah, Kimberly.
Oh, Kimberly. How are you doing, Kimberly?
Good,
okay.
How are you?
I'm fine. Did you want to know about your Christmas or do you have like a question right now like you, that's present on your mind?
No, just Christmas.
Just Christmas? Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's Christmas going to look like for Kimberly? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to start from the middle. For right now, it looks like you're going through some kind of emotional, like, renewal, or I should say, or spiritual renewal. I got the Eight of Vessels of rebirth. It looks like you're looking for, like, a change in your life. I mean, does that seem like something that you're going through right now? Like, like a change in direction, maybe, from, like, an old way, like, of being, and you just want to, like, have, like, a new type of persona. Just want to start again. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so for your Christmas, I have the Eight of Stones of Skills. So this is like a character who's like in a cave, like working. It looks like you might have some kind of, excuse me, creativeness about you. It looks like you're going to be, I feel like you're going to be the one, like the kind of person like getting presents together and just like finding out what people want. But you're like, it seems like creative, like you're going to be honing some kind of craft that you have. Do you have like a skillful ability like that you're working on improving at this moment?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you're gonna be doing more of that this Christmas. Excuse me. So for your past, I got like the Queen of Stones, the beer. So it looks like that you're the type of person. I mean, do you own a home? Because I feel like you're someone who is definitely at least the head of your household.
Yeah, I am. But I'm looking for a place, though. I'm in the middle of looking for a place, but I am still.
Okay. That could be the Eight of Vessels of Rebirth, because it is like a change in direction, kind of like leaving the old for something new. So that could be your present situation right now. Okay. It looks like, yeah, for Christmas, you're going to be just be, I really feel like with the Eight of Stones, you're going to put it together, maybe not in the, maybe not a lot of money involved, but you're going to definitely try to be creative with gifts. It may even be that you might even, I'm not trying to, you know, you might be alone. I don't want to say that, but it's a possibility you might be alone, like working with your skill. Does that seem like that? I mean, I don't know. I just feel like you might be alone this Christmas, just kind of like working towards your, go ahead.
Well, I'll be with family. I won't be alone. I'm always with family during Christmas.
Right. this card just, this person kind of feels like they're alone because they're working on something, like, I mean, like, the skill, like, you're going to be more about work, like, even with Christmas and family. It just, it just seems like emotionally, like, yeah, you're just going to be in a different mindset. Like, you're going to just be more concerned about working on your craft. Like, whatever your creative skill is, you're going to just be working towards that. Okay. Did you want to know specifically about, like, family, like, how they would, you know, how is everything going to go around family? Because I could draw a card for
that. Yeah, you don't mind. And around family and a relationship. I kind of broke up with someone, but I still, you know, talk to them. But I just refuse to be disrespected. I just, I'm not.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't see that going well. I think there was, like, some jealousy involved. I got the Three of Arrows of jealousy, and it just went bad. It's just real sour, like, that relationship. I don't know about the long-term future, but for right now, if he comes over or if he's invited, it's just going to still be that energy, that jealousy energy. It's just like some egos are involved, and it's just going to be like just a lot of bad energy there. You want to have a happy Christmas, I would, like, for right now, I wouldn't. Okay, like, family, and then last but not least, your family. Okay. Okay. It's not entirely bad. It looks like you're gonna be more of like, I got the mirror. It looks like you're gonna be more, kind of more into yourself this Christmas. Like, you'll be with family, but it just seems like you'll be more into yourself. Like, you're more into your own situation right now. The mirror is kind of like a card of like healing and rest. So it just seems like, you know how people come together sometimes and they have, like, a good time or whatever. It just seems like that might all occur, but it's just, like, for you personally, you're not going to be in it. Does that make sense? Like, you're not going to be.
Yeah.
You're dealing with a lot of, you have some things to consider, and you're kind of going to have that on your mind during Christmas. I see a lot of rest. I see a lot of just healing. And I see a lot of you honing your craft. So even as Christmas is going down, it seems like you're going to be, like, real studious, like, working towards getting yourself this new place, working on your craft, your creative ability. Maybe you feel like that's the way out, too. Like, I don't know if you have a business, but usually when people hone, like, a skill, they're looking for trying to make some money out of that. So it just looks like you're going to just be more focused into yourself. And I wouldn't invite that guy, that relationship.
No, I'm not. And do you mind if I ask you a question about what you said?
Sure. Go ahead.
When you were saying something about jealousy, I don't know if it's quite from him, because I have a family member that invited someone else into his life, and I feel, you know, that's coming from her. Could not be, but I'm just saying the guy does have an ego. But I don't know about the jealousy. But this is the second instance that I've had an issue with my uncle's significant other, and I think it's jealousy that bothers me more than the guy. I know the guy does have an ego, but I don't know if there's jealousy. But
sense, because that card is kind of specific. I didn't, you know, want to, you know, it's good that you said it, because the Three of Arrows is kind of suggesting there's more people involved, and it's like a combination of jealousy. So that could be it. Like, I feel like that's definitely what you just described. You said you had a family member is kind of like involved or gotten to the person you're dating. Like, yeah, I feel like there's three people surrounding this, and it's just like bad. It's just bad, you know, everyone has, like, this ego, everyone's fighting, or, it's, like, this fight for dominance or something, like, this fight for the leader, like, who's going to be, you know what I mean? Like, that's what this card is kind of, like, embodying. Yeah. I mean, is there a chance that you could get it to where these people won't be here, not even just 10, but, or are you just going to have to just brave it and they're going to be there? I don't know. Yeah, I do see that there. But I feel like you're going to be more into yourself. If they do come, you're going to be really, like, you're not going to even, like, it's going to bother you, but you're going to be more about trying to heal yourself, which is good. You're going to take more of a proactive way about this.
Okay. Yeah, because what you just described is exactly what happened with the family member, not the guy, but exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I hope that'll enlighten you, and like you can prepare for this. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would say, if out of the cards that I've dealt for you, I would say just focus on the move and focus on enhancing your skill. When you do that, like when you're focusing on like a goal, something better, you're not going to really be in their jealousy. You're not going to be in that pot. Like they're going to try to pull you in, but you're just going to be on like another level that they can't touch.
Good. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Kimberly. Okay, so I'm gonna put you back on mute. I don't know if you want to continue to listen, or it's up to you.
Sure. All right. Thanks.
Okay. You're welcome. I'm gonna put you on mute. Okay. All right. That was Kimberly, and let's see. I got enough time for one more. Okay. So. Okay. Okay. Caller 207. Tell me who you are and how was your day?
Hi, my day was fine so far. And yours?
Oh, it's very good. It's very good. I think I know who this is. Is this Tom?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I see. I recognize you. See, I got like a loyal listener over here. How you doing, Tom? How's everything working out for you today?
Good. I'd like to know about Christmas.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get into Christmas. Okay. So it looks like, did you have like a recent celebration, Tom? I had like the three of vessels of joy. Did you like have a party or... did something recent happen?
No, but there's always a party going on here.
It could be just an emotion too. Like you felt like in a celebratory mood, or you felt like really good recently. I just get that for your like your present situation. For Christmas, it looks like it's going to be good. You have, like, the World Tree. That's a positive card as far as, like, positive result and kind of, like, the world. Seeing your talents. So I feel like you'll be recognized this Christmas, more like perhaps through family. Like you'll get that recognition. And, okay.
Well, I haven't had any celebratory events yet.
Okay. It could just be like an emotion. Like there could be a day like you've just felt really, really good, like really excited, because the three of us was also too about like excitement. It could represent that for you. And, I mean, it could, like, represent just, like, what you're doing, like, just any kind of spirituality or anything. Like you feel, like, really, like, elated.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, it's just kind of, like, the energy. Like, you have, like, you know, like, maybe, like, I don't want to say manic, but, like, kind of, like, a high energy right now.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay, so I have the Woodward in your past. I'm not sure if this is you or your wife, but it's a person that is who's looking for justice. I think that could be your wife, because I remember you told me about she had some kind of legal thing.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, I get her in your like immediate past. She's still looking to try to move forward and get strength in this whole endeavor. As far as your Christmas, though, like, the World Tree is a good sign, though. It's a good sign for progress, for results. just kind of like looking back over the years, like the whole year, and just kind of like reminiscing with family and just being seen. Like people will see and remember you this Christmas. Like it seemed like you'll have a good time as far as like family is considered.
Okay.
Are there people going to be invited to your Christmas dinner, or are you inviting some distant relatives over?
No, not at all.
Okay. So it's just going to be you and your family, and your close family.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be a good Christmas for you with the family. Let's see. Any more clarification on that for you? Okay, so yeah, I think this will be about more to your wife too. I got the Queen of Bows, so I feel like maybe something will happen where it'll be kind of like, or it'll just be like, you know, it'll just be about her. Like it'll be like a good thing. So something might actually occur for her that she's just like, it's going to be like really good, like real high energy. So yeah, I feel like because of her, that Christmas is going to be really good. So something's going to transpire, maybe with some kind of, I think she was having some issue with money, but I get like the success with this card. So something will turn up where she'll have like some good news, and it'll just be like a real good holiday.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, I mean, she'll get some kind of news with that, but I'm not, yeah, it looks like it'll be enough for her to be in more of like an entertaining, like a good hostess, you know, like it'll just really set the mood for Christmas. So that's, like, good clarification there. Okay. Yeah. Did you have anything else that you wanted to talk about?
Finances, of course.
Okay. Finances, okay. Let's learn more about the finances. Christmas. Okay. Okay. It looks like it's going to get some money, like some money. I feel like you have to work for it, though. I got the Knight of Stones, the horse. So there's money there, but it just got to have to, I think you're going to have to, like, help work, like, get this money out. Yeah, it's a good business ally, the horses. But if you work for it, you'll get it. Like, that's what I'm getting. Like, if you work for it, you'll get it. Because between this combination, the Queen of Bows and the Knight, I feel like it's going to be a real fruitful Christmas. So it seems like something that you're going to have to put some work into it to help her. If you do that, though, you guys are going to... I'm sorry?
Do you see me getting a job?
The Knight of Stones could represent employment. It definitely looks like you're going to be doing some work to get something off the ground. It may or may not be employment. I feel like this card represents more of just like getting off the ground, like getting some money. Like whatever whatever you're doing right now, you're going to like be in like full speed, and you're going to actually help. I feel like it's more in conjunction with your wife. Like, you're going to help her get some money, and, like, there's going to be some money there. Does that make sense? It seems like it's in combination with your wife, with this Queen of Bows. Like, if you put the motion into it, you can help her get some money for the both of you guys.
Hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm getting. Like, if whatever this opportunity is, it's just something's going to come up, and you're just like, okay, it's going to be revolved around her. You're going to, if you help her, if you do the Knight of Stones, the horse, I feel like the money, excuse me, I feel like there is going to be some money that's going to come out of this, and because I got the World Tree for your Christmas, and that's like a real, just like positive, like result of something, like the world is, you know, kind of like recognizes. You know, and it's just like you're going to feel like that you have, like, a result. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like, okay, I did something, and now, like, the world can see it. Like, I've got something out of this. You know what I mean? So it's probably going to be with money. I feel like it is going to be with money because that's more real specific for, like, money. So I think with you, I don't know if it's going to be her case or anything or if it's something else, but I just feel like if you go in there with her and help her, you'll get some money this week.
Okay. This week.
Yeah, this week for Christmas. But I feel like you should talk to her. I feel like there's a short window, though. But, yeah, talk to her. And, if like, whatever you guys can do, you'll get some kind of, like, result that is going to be dealing with finances. Like, these three cards are definitely on, like, a financing type of family thing.
Okay, I'll talk to her about it.
Yeah, just talk to more about her, like, if she has any kind of resolution with her legal situation. I mean, I feel like if you put your energy in there, like, you'll help grab more of this money out.
Good deal. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's always a pleasure, Tom. Definitely call again.
Oh, I will.
Let me know how
that
went. You too.
I will.
You too. Okay. So what am I going to do? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song, and I'm just going to get in the chat room a little bit. Okay, I'm going to play Daylight. Carrie. So I'll just get finished out with the chat room, and I'm going to try to get to this last caller. This is a lot. Okay, I'll try. All right.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.